not only 5 to 6 million. Then, of course, the issue of travelling assistance. We have noted that the CEO has been invited to Netherlands regarding the issue of the heritage site and other factors pertaining to that. Maybe the department can, or the council board can also explain to us then the justification for travelling assistance, the issue of entertainment, why has that been increased so much. Besides the committee visiting, I don't think we're going to demand a lot of entertainment and then printing and publications and, of course, the other expenses that have been given, like the museum expenses, if we can just have an understanding of what is actually happening in that regard, please.
Thank you very much, Honorable. Chair Rush?
Honourable Chairperson, Deputy Minister and members, if I may speak to the internship programs. The internship program is not a new initiative of the board. It has been expanded under the new executive director. The internships, the 20 interns, those are sourced from tertiary educations. We extend an invitation to all their faculties. It doesn't just have to be tourism and heritage, but it's for office administration, it is for curatorship of museums, and in actual fact, we currently do have an intern in place who is assisting the curator at the museum. What we offer the interns is a stipend of 1,200 rand a month, and this is included under our administrative costs remuneration. So if we have a full internship program of 20 persons for 6 months, it adds up to around 700,000 rand, but it has been provided for in our E&E and in our budget. With regards to the 10 community members, we are focused on increasing the perception and the profile of the castle in the community. We have, I think the executive has made contact with some, I'm not sure how he's marketed, but I do think we've also been approached by community forums and NGOs, and they will nominate people for, call them learnerships or internships. What they add value to the castle is on a number of levels between the interns and the learners would be they provide, we wouldn't say cheap manpower, but unfortunately that's the only subtle way I can put it. And they do, in their internships specifically, it's part of the learning program of these tertiary education institutions. So they gain value from being at the castle by understanding how our site works. And by the end of the internship, normally after about 3 months of the six, they are able, for instance, tourist guides to manage tours, to do the daily announcements, which are things that our current tourist guides do. I will give over to the CFO to answer the budgetary questions, if I may. Thank you.
Honourable Chairperson, Deputy Minister, and other members. On the issue of travel and subsistence, it's basically international travel, and we have now a CFO and the CEO, so we anticipate we'll be attending a number of meetings, sometimes the National Treasury as well, to look at at all the reporting requirements. The travel by the CEO to Holland, of course, is about 10,000 rand. So we're benchmarking on the international trends on that one. On the entertainment expenses, there hasn't been a significant increase. It's about 2,000 rand from 34,000 to 36,000. So it's not really a significant increase in entertainment. And we've had a number of high-profile guests visiting the castle. It's basically to entertain the guests that visit, the high-profile guests that visit the castle. And then we have increased printing and publications because as we embark on a drive to market the castle to the people, so we have to spend on printing and publications to make the castle visible and known by different stakeholders. The increase in museum expenses is because of the increase in exhibitions, including the Anglo-Zulu and the King Petrarch exhibition, as well as including the traditions by the indigenous peoples. Thank you.
very much. If there is no any other thing.
The one on the audience to be reached about 5 to 6 million. And in terms of the, if I look at the marketing and communication strategy and plan, in the performance agreement of the CEO, which is 15 million, and he's got a 3-year contract, which will be next, the next financial year.
On all chairperson, deputy minister and members, in the absence of the executive as this document is his personal baby, as it were, I will bring it to his attention, and if we are able to change the audience reach as dictated in that KPI specifically, he will address that at the first opportunity he has to do so. I might just point out that the cost around reaching these people is negligibly low for the board, because we're looking at the kind of footage you saw on that slide we presented. And we have an independent, we will spend a little bit of money on an independent company who monitors the viewage and the viewership, and that is used to support the data. But I will point out that anomaly to the executive when we see him next week, and then he can maybe just respond via the board chairperson to the PCD on that anomaly. Thank you.
And we have it that way, Honourable Shah. Just to give us a written response. Thank you very much. Honourable members, if there are no more questions, I'm going to ask you, Honourable Deputy Minister, to just share whatever information you might be having or your impressions. If you have. Thanks, Chairperson. As you know that I'm also new in the maiden stage. But I must say that I had a chance to visit the Personal Control Board, and indeed they presented to me. I also want to share the same sentiments that you have shared with the committee, that with my first meeting with them and the APP, it shows that the Customs Control Board, it's focused, and we hope that they will make sure that this Customs Control Board, or the Castle of Good Hope, it's one of the most visited place in Cape Town. And from the minister, I know that she has said from the Department of Defense and Military Veterans that all events here in Cape Town of the Department of Defense are going to be held at the Castle of Good Hope. So I'm saying I also share the sentiments of the portfolio committee that the presentation is good. And as long as we can also just close the gaps that have been identified by the honourable members. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Honourable Deputy Minister. Honourable members, our next meeting will be at 2 in the same venue, and the meeting is adjourned. And after this, also finger lunch outside. Don't eat your fingers.